Crufts 2024, day one at the NEC. What a lovely, busy day it is. And I'm delighted. Joining me in the studio, all the way from Buckinghamshire. Actually, it's not that far.
Richard, that's about an hour and a half.
Richard Forsyth, lovely to see you. Now, Richard, you have a really interesting story. You've got English Toy Terriers.
I do.
Three of them. Spud, Reggie and...
Loki.
Okay. And they assist with your work as a special needs nanny. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, tell me.
So I have been a special needs nanny for 2.5 years now. And Spud, it's predominantly Spud. So I have a young girl who's got Jacobson syndrome. So quite a rare condition. And she can have meltdowns, she can have tantrums, she gets really dysregulated. If she's starting to have a bit of dysregulation, Spud will automatically go and sit on top of him, and then she'll just put her hands on top of him, and then she'll just pull herself back.
Okay, what does dysregulation mean? Explain that.
For anyone with a disability, they have a thing called baseline, which is like you and I, we're calm, and then anything over that is dysregulation. So they're off baseline. So just if something's triggered them, so if their behaviour changes, it might be a different scent, it might be a different touch, so it can be textures, it can be all various different types of things for anyone with special needs that can trigger an emotion. And then Spud is kind of like her therapy dog. So he will automatically go and sit with her and she will just calm straight away, which is...
Yeah. It must be amazing to see that. Do the dogs... sort of instinctively know, or have you had to spend a lot of time training?
I haven't done any training. It's just one of those things that he's so intuitive that he will just literally go and sit with her. And then her brother, so the younger brother that I look after as well, so he has got speech and language difficulties, and he will have full-on conversations with, so Reggie and Loki are two puppies. So he will have full-on conversations with them to try and help improve his speech. So he will use them as kind of like his therapy. So they've got two very different sets of needs, but the three dogs accommodate the two of them together.
And two of them, I think, act as alarm clocks, don't they? Waking.
Yeah.
you don't need an alarm clock by the side of the bed. The dogs are on it.
Oh, yeah. So I have to be careful because the family have got two cats. So I'll always message the mum before I come in. I was like, are the cats in or out? So if they're locked away in a room, I can let the dogs out, and the dogs will literally go up, wake both of them up, and usually hear like a, like because they've jumped all over the top of them and start licking their face. But they love it. Like, as soon as they know that the dogs are coming into work, then they're just up, ready to go to school. And then on school holidays, I have to be very careful because... Personally, I don't want them up at 7 o'clock.
It's your lion time. Yeah. Why this particular breed?
So I used to have Rottweilers when I was younger.
They're very different to English Toy Terrier.
They are the same colour, but different
very different size.
Yeah. And they're very collectible. So English Toy Terriers, we're a vulnerable breed. So we had less. Well, we're on the breed watch. So anything less than 300 puppies born a year is put onto that list. So not last year, but the year before, we only had 62 puppies born. But the one thing that I would tell people is they hear the word terrier and they think that they're going to be an absolute nightmare. These dogs are the easiest to live with. I've had many different breeds. I've had Cavaliers, I've had Rottweilers, I've had Dobermans, I've had miniature pincers, and English Toy Terriers are just an easy breed to live with, and they're very collectible. So we now have three, and then we also have an Airedale as well. Mm. Now, that if you want something that's a pain...
Is there any room left in your house for the human?
No, there's not. There's not. Because we've got reptiles as well. So, and that's another thing. So like with the reptiles, they act as a therapy for the young boy that I look after.
In terms of the relationship between the dogs and the children, what benefit are you seeing from that relationship?
Oh, it's just the sheer joy that they get out of it. And especially for the girl, when she's not quite on that baseline, she'll always look for the dog. So sometimes she doesn't necessarily have to be right next to him, but knowing that, either if we're going to school, knowing that he's in the car, she feels settled. Knowing that he's in the house. Because 9 times out of 10, Spud will, if the gate at the top of the stairs is open, he will be in someone's bed, curled up, fast asleep, upside down, snowing his head off. That's the life of Spud. So she'll always ask where he is in her own way because she's non-verbal. But if she's starting to get a little bit agitated, I'll always just call him downstairs and then she'll go and sit on the sofa with him. And I mean, when he sat on the sofa, like, she'll open his mouth, she'll look at his teeth, she'll pull his ears, but he's just like, you do what you need to do. Like I said, they are a brilliant breed to live with.
It must give you a sense of satisfaction, perhaps isn't the right way of putting it, but some hope that as they live and manage the disability, the condition that they have, that the future is perhaps a bit brighter than it might have been without the dog.
Oh, for sure. And we're also looking into perhaps other breeds, because obviously as they get older, the dogs, like, I haven't done the specific training with my dog, so as they work towards independence, we're going to look at another breed that we can bring into the mix that is going to enhance their lives and enrich their lives even more, because it's great that they can sit and have cuddles and stuff, but if, for instance, like, I don't know, if they need something or if they need a door opening, like a dog that can be trained, so like your typical Labradors, your Retrievers, like things like that, so that's what we're looking into at the minute.
That's a plan, isn't it? That's a long-term plan. This isn't something that's going to happen necessarily tomorrow. You're planning for this for the future.
Yeah, I mean, they're 10 and 5, so we have got like another like chunk of time before we start thinking about like moving on towards independence. The older girl, she may never live independently, but if she had a service dog, then she would be able to fulfil more of her life than what she would do like with that one. So like a dog is a massive part of her life, and she's always asking where the dog is. So there's days that I don't necessarily bring the dog into work, but she'll always ask where they were or where they are, and then she'll actually get a bit upset. So I have to plan my week. If I say, for instance, if I didn't bring the dogs in, like I'm at Crofts today, so not at work, I had to start planning on Tuesday so that she knew that the dog wasn't coming in on Thursday. So you have to, it has to be quite like strategic, and it has to be very routine orientated, because otherwise that just throws her completely off.
Just finally, that every breed has its own characteristics. Do you think that because of the relationship that they have with your children, that the characteristics of that breed have changed, or have they been augmented?
Oh, when they're with me, they're as naughty as anything. But
like they know who's boss.
Spud will jump the stair gate at home. He'll if you put him behind the gate on the stairs to, if we're like bringing shopping or something, he will jump the stair gate. He will knock things over. He'll be on the dining table. He'll nick food off the plates if you're not watching. Whereas at work, he's just like, just gonna sit and chill. I know which side my bread's buttered. I'll sit under the table and wait for the crumbs to come to me.
Wouldn't it be good if dogs could talk and tell us?
No.
No.
You wouldn't want to hear what they've got to say.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Fantastic story, Richard. An absolute pleasure to hear your story about your family and your dogs. And good to catch up with you here in the studio. A very, very busy Crofts.
Incredibly busy.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Lovely. Thank you very much.